In Matthew 21, the parable of the wicked tenants is yet another surprising parable, another surprising story about our relationship with God, which Jesus told. Wicked tenants beat, kill, and stone first one set of the owner's servants, and then repeat it with a second when those servants come to collect the produce from the vineyard. Then they proceed to cast even the owner's son out of the vineyard and kill him too. Jesus asked the high priests and the temple authorities what kind of justice these outlaws should receive from the vineyard owner. And the reply is, they should be killed as well, and then the vineyard should be let out to other tenants. You and I have much the same response, don't we? Don't we want to see the evildoers punished and the owner vindicated? But Jesus doesn't agree with this answer to kill in return. Paul writes, speaking of Jesus, while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Those words were written by Paul, one of Jesus' followers, but a man who easily could have been labeled as one of the wicked tenants, for he had made his career persecuting, trying, and even directing the execution of Christ's followers. The power of this story is what we all know. It's the story of God's grace and mercy, forgiveness. God did not get even. The wicked tenants, you and I, do not receive retribution and annihilation. Rather, like Paul, we receive love. Those words of Jesus from the cross pretty much sum it all up. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.